A political arrest? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We have freedom of speech in America. The government cannot go after an ordinary law-abiding citizen just for speaking out, or even for making a film that sends demonstrators on a rampage against U.S. embassies.
Please, my cousin, you must help us.
I'll help you, Khadija. I will make a book for him. It will be a mix.
But freedom of speech doesn't protect you from every consequence of exercising that freedom. And so yesterday, Mark Basile Youssef, alias Nakula Basile Nakula, alias Sam Basile, the producer of The Innocence of Muslims, was arrested in Los Angeles and denied bail. He was arrested for violating the conditions of his parole after serving time for check fraud. Among the conditions was that Mr. Nakula or Mr. Youssef or Mr. Basile, whatever his name was, not use an alias and not use the internet for 5 years. But as the reports point out,
his arrest has nothing to do directly with the film.
Nothing to do with the content of the movie.
He's on his way back to federal prison because he violated 8 different segments of his probation when he pleaded guilty to frauding banks and numerous individuals.
But it's not about the movie, because in America, as long as it doesn't involve kiddie porn, you can make any kind of insulting movie you want. I just want to point this out because, as the reporters have also told us,
there are many people around the world who will be watching to see what happens.
And the world needs to understand that we do not have political prisoners here. We are not a nation that arrests people for bad films. We do want the world to understand that, right? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.